Hello, and welcome to my podcast. I am Chandler Emerson, a student at University of Oregon. Today, I will be interviewing and speaking with two players from Oregon's women's volleyball team to better understand their experiences and give them a chance to share their story. If you guys want to introduce yourself right now, that'd be great.
My name is Taylor Borup. I'm a fifth-year senior, and I'm an outside hitter from Leesburg, Virginia.
My name is Kylie Robinson. I'm a junior here, and I'm a setter from Southern California.
Perfect. Thank you both for meeting with me today. We're going to start the conversation off if each of you just want to explain where you're from and how you ended up here at University of Oregon.
So like I said, I'm from Leesburg, Virginia. I initially went to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill for 2 years, and then I transferred here after my sophomore year. Honestly, you're not supposed to say this, but it was like strictly for volleyball reasons. I wanted a better volleyball program, and I definitely want to be challenged more. And I definitely thought coming to Oregon, being in a competitive conference, that definitely get me that. So that's why I transferred.
I'm from Southern California. This was the first place I've been to, first college experience. Kind of like Taylor, came here. A lot of the reason was for volleyball. Really wanted the atmosphere. I wanted to be in the Pac-12, and I wanted to be close to home. And so I thought Oregon was a great fit.
Perfect. Thank you. Would one of you mind sharing with us what a day in the life of a college athlete looks like?
It kind of depends with in season and out of season. And obviously with COVID, we never have season in the spring, but we're actually in season right now. Typically, we play a schedule. We have games Fridays and Sundays. So what that'll look like during the week is Monday morning. We usually have Mondays off, but Tuesday we'll wake up around... Depends on if you have treatment or rehab or if you have any injuries, but typically people go into practice an hour before it starts. So we'll get to the arena at like 8:20. We'll do treatment or rehab, whatever injury or prevention things you want to do. And then practice and weights start at 9. And we usually lift from 9 to 9:30, 9:45-ish. And then we'll practice from whenever that ends, 9:45 to what, 11:30? Yeah, 11:30. And then after practice, we usually have film. Since we're in season, we'll watch the teams that we're going to play in the upcoming weekend. And then after that, sometimes after practice, people have individual films, so one-on-one with the coaches. And we'll pretty much get home around 11:30, 12, depending on how long practice was. Sometimes it'll end a little earlier, depending on how we're feeling.
Taylor, what are some differences you have noticed between how UNC runs their volleyball program and treats their athletes and how Oregon does?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest difference that I noticed, especially after being here for almost 3 years now, is the athlete community. I mean, at UNC, I think we had close to 30 like varsity programs or teams, and here I think it's only 12 or 14. So there's it's definitely more. I feel like people are a lot closer here in terms of being friends with other teammates and everything like that. And I also think that's a benefit too, because you have fewer programs, so you have a better distribution of like getting, I don't know, like promoted for games or like hearing about upcoming events. In terms of like how the team is, I feel like it's the same. There's no real difference in that respect.
How about you, Kylie? What have your experiences been being on a D1 collegiate team?
I feel like in high school you like don't know much about the other sports. Like you don't really talk about it. You don't really go to each other's games as much. I mean, you go to football, but yeah, Here it's like really inclusive and they want to keep the sports teams together. So they have like just a lot of like bonding between the teams. Honestly, like we'll have Olympics during the spring.
Yeah.
Right. Where you'll pretty much get to do like a dodgeball pick between all of the people and like the athletic community. And then you guys all go play games one day. And like, that was something that I thought was really cool, especially coming in here, like how involved everyone is and how much we all do together.
So throughout this class, we've discussed how gender and race impacts the sporting world. We've also talked a lot about athletes and how their bodies are presented in media and how they're used for sponsorships and stuff like that. In general, how do you think your media coverage or promotion is affected by the fact that you are on a women's sport instead of like men's basketball or football?
In terms of promote, just from a standpoint of like getting equal promotion, if you will. I think in the past few years, obviously I haven't been here that long, mm-hmm. but I've just noticed a change. I mean, even this year we got new jerseys, and like every year for football, no matter what, they always have like a preseason photo shoot where they like photo shoot every jersey. And then like the day before, or even the day of the game, they'll like announce it on Twitter and Instagram, like the jersey combos. And obviously, I mean, ours have been the same for a while, but we finally got new jerseys this year, and they had like a couple of the players like do a Nike photo shoot, and like that was kind of the same thing. So when we played and we had our new white jersey or black jersey, whatever respective jersey it was, they would like show the photo shoot of like the women's volleyball player like promoting that jersey. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, I feel like on especially like Go Ducks, just like that Instagram, there's a lot more involvement of like other sports other than football. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like it used to be just football.
What do you think is like kind of fueling that change?
I feel like since COVID happening and all of those like movements, it's been like more of a focal point of like trying to make everything equal.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever experienced or go to a specific school where like the fans are like extra just like in your face or very aggressive?
Yeah, when I was at UNC too, but it's the same here. Like, you're still playing at the same place. But when we played at Penn State, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the game will be sold out, and then the whole left side of the arena or whatever stadium, I don't know what they call it there, the hall, they call it, right? Yeah. Is just students, and they get into volleyball like no other. Like, they're shirtless, painted like navy and white. Like, they all have collective cheers that they study. Oh, and that's another thing too, is they like study the roster before the game of the visiting team.
So
like,
name,
they'll know your name, where you're from. They like put my old like Instagram, one of my Instagram posts from when I was like 12 years old on a poster my freshman year, and they just like hold it up and they'll like scream at you and just get super rowdy. And it's like obviously good fun, and that's like an example where it's like annoying at the time, but like motivating. But at the same time, that's like one thing that I really like notice, and especially because they're on the floor. So like another thing with volleyball games is fans are a lot closer. So compared to like football and basketball, well, I mean, I guess we play in Matthew Knight, but when you go to like away games, the fans are literally like standing on the floor. So like there were a couple times where the balls would like go into the student section, and like the refs would have to tell them to like let us play because they would like touch it. Yeah, so that's another thing too that was kind of crazy. But I'd say, yeah, like Penn State, they'll just scream at you and yell at you, and they'll like look at your Instagram and like bash on your ex.
Even Pitt was like that.
Yeah,
Pitt was kind of there. Oh yeah, every time you go back to serve, there'd be like stands just for students.
Yeah,
and they'd be talking to me like, I kid you not, like right behind me like that.
Yeah,
like as I'm about to serve, telling
me. In Minnesota, remember when we played at Minnesota?
Stand,
they would like almost touch you. Like, they'd put their hands out and be like inches from you, which obviously like you can't do anything, and they're trying to distract you, and like the refs will like do what they can to where it obviously doesn't affect your game. But like, you'd be lying if you said it like doesn't.
Oh my God, that sounds absolutely terrible. Do the refs or your guys' coaches or any staff do anything to like protect you from this kind of stuff?
I mean, I think Matt would literally do anything.
Yeah, if needed. I mean, he'll do it. Like, oh, this is another example is like of Matt just like protecting us. And the girl and Gloria had like similar hair, so they both had braids, and the UCLA girl, like, I guess the commentator was commenting on her hair and being like, I don't know, what do they say? They called
the girl on UCLA. They said that she had braids, and then they said that Gloria, who had braids, the exact same hair, they said that she had dreadlocks.
So
it's like quite a difference.
Yeah. And so then Matt, after the game, I guess, like called the commentator, emailed him, and just like informed him, and like was obviously super respectful about it, but was like, hey, like, I guess if you're going to comment on it or mention it, like you should
pretty much like know your stuff before you start talking about.
Yeah. So that's like one example that like Matt just.
Yeah. I feel like they do a lot to protect us, especially in like media.
There's another example. I don't remember if it was like Willow or Veronica or Lindsay.
But tattoo?
Like, oh, I was going to get to that too, but there's, I think it was Go Ducks, and they posted like preseason a picture of one of them, and it was like a full body picture, and there were so many guys like commenting on it, like nice butt or like great legs, like those kind of comments. And so I think like Go Ducks like disabled the comments from that.
That's nice.
They got so many. I think in the beginning they like deleted them. Like they would manually go through and delete them. But then it like just got to be so many that they just like completely turned the comments off. So, I mean, that's another example of them trying to, I guess, protect us in that sense.
Have either of you personally experienced something like that?
No. I honestly don't even read about anything volleyball-wise because yeah. there's so many, like, there's this one thing called Volley Talk, and it's just a bunch of people who just are obsessed with volleyball, and they just trash on some people. So, I feel like, how else would you describe it? It's just, like, a lot of old people, parents.
Old people.
Seriously. They have, like, nothing to do, and all they do is just, like, pick on these girls.
What was your experience, Taylor, as someone coming onto the team as a transfer?
Coaches really try hard when we're getting recruits because, transfers that is, because obviously when you have a transfer, like your immediate thought is like, what's wrong? Like, why are they leaving? Are they trouble? Are they like a prima donna? Do they not like how much they're playing? Do they not like their role? Like that kind of thing. So the stigma behind a transfer, I think, is also concerning right away. So I think you pay like extra attention recruiting them because you obviously like want to get it right, as easy as that sounds, but like
I feel like especially just like the transfers coming in, they've been so helpful throughout, like just like play energy, like culture on the team. Even like Gloria coming in this year, like the energy she just brought was amazing. So
yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, all of our transfers have been top notch, A+. It's just like really started like forming the culture that we wanted from the start, which like we were always trying to get to, but they've just, like Tito said, like seamless, like they've come in and I don't think there's been any problems. And
what would you say like the culture of your team is and like what culture your coach tries to promote on your team is?
I'd say obviously it changes every year. Like that's a thing that I think that's like what me and Brooke were talking about, or maybe it was Carson, but we were talking about how every year, like it's on any team, I feel like, but you like have a different like motto. Like one year is like, our first year was like Ducks Fly Together, and like everyone bought into it, and like it had its own meaning for like the whole team. And like the next year, like everyone, you just have like a different motto and a different team and like a different personnel, so things are going to be different. But I feel like this year we're just so a culture of like
togetherness and like
being accountable for like everything, being together, like everyone being ready to do their job, because that's just so much of like what our team success is about this year, is like coming from everyone. It's not one player or two or three. I just feel like every game, like it just comes from all over. And so that's like kind of what we're about this year. And I think it's been really successful.
Kylie, can I ask you about what your experience being a Black female athlete has been like and how Eugene has differed from where you grew up in SoCal?
Yeah. So I didn't really notice it as much like recruiting trip, like just to around the school, but definitely my freshman year, I going to the store, going to Costco, going literally anywhere. I just started realizing like, oh, there's really not many people that look like me here. And I think that was one of the things like Vaughn talked about in his roundtable about like how he went to Target and like people would kind of like look at you just for a little bit longer than usual. Yeah. So I came from Southern California and I live in Upland. Kind of near LA, so there's like a lot of different, there's so many different people like everywhere all the time. And just like coming here, even this past summer I had my dad drive up with me and we went to the store, went to Costco just to get some food while my roommates were out, and I had my dad, I said okay, we're gonna be here for like an hour and a half. I was like, I want you to try and count five people that look like us. And he got to five on our way out, like just barely, because my dad like didn't really believe me. I was like, yeah, there's not many, because like you go to football games and you see like all these different athletes from so many different places, like literally anywhere in the world. And then you start like stepping outside of like the athletic community and you start realizing like, oh, it's pretty narrow, like it's very one way. But so it's kind of different because I came from a high school that was very diverse. Not necessarily like a whole bunch of people that look like me, but just like a bunch of the people in the Asian community, Hispanics, like there was so much going on that when I came here it was a little bit different, like being in a classroom and then having that just like, oh, like what is it? Two like 2.8%.
Yeah, it's under three.
Like that kind of, yeah, that kind of started to hit me once.
And majority is student athletes. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think it's like 1.4 of the 2.8.
Yeah, is athletes. Yeah.
Yeah, especially like having my freshman year, my major was like environmental studies. And that was like a lot of like the camping, like outdoorsy kind of vibe. Not many athletes were in my classes. So I started like feeling it a little bit more. So it's just been different, but I'd sit in the back of the classroom because I didn't want someone to be like, oh, your hair's a little too big.
Yeah. Stop.
No, but yeah, but having like volleyball here and like our team is diverse. A lot of different skin colors going in. So
just being like Jolie and Kyra.
Yeah.
And,
like, yeah. Kyra, literally from Hawaii.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely been different. I wouldn't say it was much of a culture shock because kind of figured it out quick enough to not be like super uncomfortable, but it's definitely been a change. Like having people like kind of look at you a little bit longer in the store, like make sure you're not trying to take something. I'm like, dang, you would think it'd be like less because I'm a girl, especially if I'm like with my roommates, but still it's kind of like a little bit.
They love to stare.
Have you noticed that, Taylor?
A little bit, but I mean, like, I don't know if I'm just ignorant to the fact that I'm like, oh my gosh, we're also like 6'4 and 5'10 respectively, sure. And like sometimes wearing Oregon gear. So I feel like that's also gonna like draw attention, if that makes sense. But for sure, like, I notice when we go some places, I feel like people will just like stare at us, or people like love to look at Kylie. Like, I don't know.
I haven't had anyone touch my hair yet.
Yeah. I was gonna ask you about that. I remember,
I would throw hands if they tried.
Sawtooth talked about it on the roundtable talk, and my jaw was just on the floor. I couldn't even imagine. She was saying that they were at Beppe and Gianni's, and someone just came and just touched her hair without asking.
It's the craziest thing, yeah. It's been happening to me since I was probably, like, 5, walking with my mom in the store, because my mom looks just like Taylor. So, like, people would look at me and be like, what is going on? Like, please, I just need to touch it. So, like, literally, like, their eyes would, like, just go blank, and they just, like, start reaching towards my hair. And I, like, could never understand. But, yeah, so no one's touched my hair, thankfully. But I do have a lot of people, like, tell me, like, how pretty it is. And, like, they'll just, like, look at it for a long time, which I'm, like, totally fine with. But, yeah.
That's insane. You previously mentioned Matt reaching out after the comment about Gloria's hair, but Liv mentioned you guys do have an all-white coaching staff. Has this ever been an issue with a lack of understanding or anything like that, Kylie?
I feel like our assistant coach, Erica, she came from Long Beach, and she had a bunch of different cultures on her team. So she was, like, already well-versed in, like, what's different about like hairstyles and stuff. But I feel like for Dave and Matt, like, they will literally just ask us like if they ever have any questions, and we totally like love that because we'd rather them know what's going on and like what we're thinking rather than them just like guessing and then having to play like this tiptoe game around of like hair situations, like Gloria's hair. Like, I think they've been really open with us and like having us almost educate them in situations that they think are important, but they just don't know enough about.
Yeah, good. I'm happy to hear that. Kind of based off the roundtable, I know that some of the athletes were just talking about, obviously, when you're an athlete, it's very intense. Have you guys ever experienced, like, anything, like, concerning or problematic that you don't think, like, the greater, like, population, like, realizes that being a student athlete is like?
I would just say that, and I mean this with like the best regard, is that you're just like held to a higher standard. And it's like the whole saying, like, the jersey never comes off. But it's like, even when you go home, when you're like going to the grocery store, like whatever you're doing, like, you're representing Oregon volleyball. So like, I remember posting pictures on Instagram, like, what you even like, even if you don't post it, if you favorite or like something that is, you know, not the best image or words or has the best like rhetoric in it, like, it's going to be a reflection of the program. And so I remember like the first time when I think it was like my first year at UNC, and it was like, we took a media class, like all the athletes were required to. Oh, wow. And basically your whole like year leading up to you getting recruited, they hired this program that would stalk you and then like roast you. So like, you sat down in the room and it was like all fall sports. So it was like volleyball, football, both men and women's soccer, like other sports, and like they'd have a presentation and they'd just pull up like random people's tweets that he had, like profanity, like bad pictures, red Solo cups in it, and they were like headline, and they like did an example, and they were just like UNC like football team like gets whatever. And so, because that's what they're gonna do, like the media sees you first as an athlete, and that's what they're gonna do. So like when you, if you get pulled over, if you get something, it's always gonna be like Oregon volleyball player does this, and like the first thing, they're not even gonna use your name, like they'll just like go at the program. So I think it's really important that, you know, we do that. Like someone just showed us an example of just like a football player, and just like immediately shows their school first. It's like Tennessee football player does this. So it's just like, in that regard, I felt like that's the one thing about a student athlete, is that you're just held to a higher standard to always represent the program. Like I know there's people here who don't play sports, and sometimes they'll like post things and I'll be like, holy crap, like how did you post that? And then I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, it doesn't really matter for them, maybe for a job one day, but even then.
Oh, I would say people understanding like how hard it actually is. I feel like when you say student athlete, people are like, oh, you get everything handed to you. Like you get all the gear, you get like tutors and all this stuff. And even going back home, I was talking to one of my friends and she used to play volleyball with me, but now she doesn't, becoming a nurse and all this stuff. So like really hard major, still doing a lot of stuff. But I was just talking to her mom and I was telling her like, oh yeah, the football guys, like they have it hard. Like they have all these workouts, like they have meetings, they have class, they have tutorings. Like I was telling her, I was like, they really only have like 2 hours a day to like eat food. And she was like, well, it doesn't really matter. Like they're getting like those grades handed to them. Like they're getting all this gear. And like, I couldn't help but think like you can't trade hard work for like gear and like materialistic stuff, but it's just what people think.
Yes, I know exactly what people you guys are talking about. But I think that is all the questions I have for you guys today. I just want to say thank you so much for coming on here and talking with me and answering all my questions. I hope you guys have a great season next year.